What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2019. I'm your host, Kyle French, and today is January 11th. We haven't gotten any notable releases in the first week or so of 2019, so we're going to keep capping off some from last year, the end of 2018. Two albums worthy of attention. We're taking a look at I Am Greater Than I Was by 21 Savage and War In My Pen by Mike. We'll have our first Hot in the Streets song of the week coming from St. John, the first track of 2019 to be played on the podcast. And we'll take a look at what to expect in the first big drop date of 2019 in our new music announcement segment. For more content, you can find me on Instagram at hiphopenth, at HIPHOPENTH. Throw the enthusiast to follow. If you're a young king, hit that subscribe button. Get episodes immediately downloaded when they drop. 2019 about to be the biggest year for the podcast, so get in on the game early. But let's run it. Let's get to some albums. I Am Greater Than I Was by 21 Savage. One of the most surprising albums of the year for me and one of the most unexpected growth stories in modern hip-hop. Savage is a 26-year-old Atlanta rapper and one of the biggest names in the new wave trap scene. If any rapper was to be titled and fit into the stereotypical phrase, mumble rapper, prior to this album, it would probably be him. He was a 2016 XXL freshman alongside contemporaries like Lil Yachty, Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak Black, etc. I've never really been a 21 fan at all due to his like lethargic, muttering delivery and clear lack of talent, let's just call it what it is. Very basic, straightforward lyricism, amateur flow. People have been hyping his debut album from 2017, Issa Album, or even his collaborative effort with Metro Boomin and Offset from the Migos, Without Warning. I couldn't really get into either one. I wasn't really recommending him to people, wasn't going back to either of those albums. But 2018 was a year of change for 21, as he really impressed me on Not All Heroes Wear Capes, Metro Boomin's album. I determined him to be the MVP on that album and end up being my top trap release of the year. He seemed to really start developing and solidifying his personality, leveling up as an MC before our eyes, even packing substance into a verse on the track No More, which is something I can confidently say I had never really heard on any of his prior work. And he even invented the whisper rap, which was a creative new way to deliver bars. He actually carries that over onto this new album here with the song ASMR, which features the same effect. He's really the only guy I've heard do that. And really, he just took everything I liked about his performance on Metro's album and turned it into his own full solo effort. We can start by just looking at the title, I Am Greater Than I Was. It's perfect, I couldn't agree more. He is now much greater than he's been in the past. Everything about him is rounding out and taking shape. I find myself laughing at some of his humorous jabs and claims. A side of him I used to perceive more as just low class. I legitimately applaud some of the topics he brings up on here. And I even find myself nodding along and listening to his words like, okay, let's get him 21, like chill. Like he actually goes in on some of these songs. And right off the bat, we get a change of pace with this soul sample like pierces through the second you hit play, echoing the phrase, I love you for so many reasons. And 21 reflecting on how he got to this point, his brother's death, running in the streets, how he now, you know, wouldn't change anything because it's led him to a life of comfort rapping over beats. J. Cole even makes an appearance, who is maybe the last person you ever would have expected to hear on a 21 song, let alone on the opener to his album. And his approach to advertising these features also shows how mature his thought process is becoming. He intentionally hides all the guest spots. If you look at the track list, you just see titles, no listed credits. And he explained that he did this to avoid people just immediately jumping to features or their favorite other artists that are on the album that they like, and just kind of picking singles. He wanted them to listen start to finish and experience the album how it's intended to be received instead of focusing on the less important factors. So if you haven't listened to this package of slaps, you can look forward to some surprise contributions from guys like Childish Gambino, Travis Scott, Post Malone, Offset, Gunna, Lil Baby, Young Nudie. There's a million guys featured on here, but you'd never know it. And for a guy representing the subgenre of music that people critique as being mindless and careless, that's a pretty thought out intention. And changes like this don't completely absolve him of his deficiencies, as he still has a below average flow and just simply isn't a natural wordsmith. Multiple times it sounded like he just lost his cadence or pace halfway through a verse and had to waste a few lines trying to find the pocket again. you'd almost find yourself rooting for him, like, okay, pick it up, slow down, find the beat, right there, perfect. You know, that still is happening, and his most glaring weakness is still how basic and simple everything he says is. He gets in this, like, Dr. Seuss Cat in the Hat flow, and while it's kind of fun and it's his patented style now, it's also kind of laughable. I mean, he says, 21 gang till I fall. You could get hit in the jaw. The chopper can hit all of y'all, your brother, your goldfish, your dog. You know, like, that's some one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish rapping right there. And songs like Break the Law, it's a large struggle in that department. But he actually does flip this weakness to a strength with some just blunt honesty at other times, which I've applauded a lot of other guys for doing, so I gotta do the same for 21. My favorite track, All My Friends, is a prime example of this, where he breaks down loyalty and the value of true friendships. He's looking around, wondering, like, who's going to still be there for him, how people have changed around him since he got money, since he got fame. And he drops these bars, said, lost a couple friends. I ain't even really mad, though. Hard to tell the real from the fake, because nowadays they got masks on. Who going to be around when the fame and the cash gone? And that's on some, you know, real shit right there. Like, that's not just 21 counting out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Like, that's something that you can legitimately, like, feel and understand what he's talking about. And Post Malone actually kills his feature on that track. One of the best choruses on here, and even a good verse. I'll play that song in a couple minutes so you'll hear it. But there's also another song, Ball Without You. It's another just simple message, simple execution of an idea, but one that is, again, honest and resonates. And this track deals with similar subjects of loyalty, but it revolves more around romantic relationships. And 21 drops one of the most intriguing and talked about lines on the album here, as he states he would rather have loyalty than love. And hearing him try to, you know, unpack that idea and explain it to the general audience and how his experiences have led him to that conclusion and ideology is interesting. And this song is another example of him just playing around with different techniques and styles. He does a little auto-tune singing, which, if we're being honest, sounds truly terrible with 21's voice. He's not a gifted singer. I mean, his rapping voice isn't even that great, so it's probably a step too far there, but at least he's pushing himself, trying out new things, and hopefully this is like the tip of the iceberg, and he can just keep finding ways to reinvent himself and stay relevant and make quality music. Much of his typical subject matter is still present here. Street tales of trapping, criminal activity, gang shit, the regular. But even these songs, you know, with some upgraded lyrical talent and a more inspired, energetic flow, maybe it's just his growth in other places rubbing off on me, but these more familiarized 21 tracks, they also sound better than I really remember him being. So this is definitely, you know, a dub for 21 and a great trap album from 2018. My best tracks on here would be All My Friends, 1.5, For Life, Can't Leave Without It, and A Lot. Worst tracks, Padlock, Break the Law, Out for the Night. I would recommend if you like Kodak Black, Metro Boomin, or Travis Scott. An overall rating, I'm dropping a 7 out of 10 on I Am Greater Than I Was by 21 Savage. A score I never thought I'd really be throwing in the Savage's way, but it's a 7. I'm going to play a couple tracks for you guys. We're going to play the opener A Lot and the track All My Friends featuring Post Malone. So here they are, A Lot and All My Friends by 21 Savage from his new album, I Am Greater Than I Was.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flaunt?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many niggas you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many niggas done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs.
Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Cup. Game versus the world, that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny, I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flaunt? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many niggas you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many niggas done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? Fuck around with these thighs? A lot.
Friends counting bands in a Bentley coupe, diamonds on me doing handstands, rosé on my tooth. If she wanna dance, let her dance for the money. Ooh, I don't need no friends if you really wanna know the truth. I lost all my friends counting bands in a Bentley coupe, diamonds on me doing handstands, rosé on my tooth. If she wanna dance, let her dance for the money. Ooh, I don't need no friends if you really wanna know the truth.
Lost a few friends chasing money.
Oh God.
Had the same friends when I was bummy.
Straight up.
They should've went and did stand up, cause when the money come, niggas act funny. Crocodile wristband, 21 Dundee. Yo bitch skate so fast to the dick that she need to go and get a job at Sunny. Made it from the bottom, I'm a star. Playing with the stick like a guitar. Why you got a 12 car garage?
Why?
Cause I bought 6 new cars.
Don't lie.
I remember times with a star. Now I'm at stage with a bar. Couldn't pay the light bill, it was dark. Now I can shine in the dark.
Oh God.
Lost a couple friends, I ain't even really mad though.
Oh God.
I ain't even really mad though. Hard to tell the real from fake, cause nowadays they got masks on. Who gon' be around when the fame and the cash gone? I lost all my friends, counting bands in a Lambo truck. BBS is on me, fighting icy like a hockey puck. If she wanna dance, let her dance, watch her pick it up. I don't need no friends, what's a friend if it ain't no trust?
I lost all my friends, counting bands in a Bentley coupe, diamonds on me doing handstands, rosé on my tooth. If she wanna dance, let her dance for the money. Ooh, I don't need no friends if you really wanna know the truth. I lost all my friends, counting bands, and I caught the bands.
So that was 21 Savage with A Lot and All My Friends featuring Post Malone. Those two tracks definitely been in rotation for me recently, along with plenty of others on this I Am Greater Than I Was album. It'll really be too bad if people leave this behind because it dropped so late in the year. I think it came out on December 21st, which obviously is just after people are wrapping up their album of the year list. Everyone's kind of put 2018 in its corner, but it's only right to put some respect on 21's name with how far he's come. So I'm proud of him, and I look forward to see what he does next. And the next album we're going to review on the show here today is War In My Pen by Mike, all caps, M-I-K-E, Mike. This is actually his third release of 2018. We hadn't talked about the other two, those being Black Soap and Renaissance Man, but this is easily his best, so you know I'll get into it, but I would recommend this one to start with, and if you really like it, then maybe go back and check out the other two, but I don't think they're essential. For those who don't know, he's pretty underground. Mike is a 20-year-old rapper currently residing, I believe, in Bronx, New York. He has a complicated background story growing up all over the place, across seas in England for like 5 to 6 years of his life. Spent some time in Philadelphia, even out in like Nigeria, which I believe is where his family is originally from. So with a complicated childhood and his mother actually getting stuck out of the U.S. due to passport and document issues, he's had some rocky years. Growing up has been tough for Mike, but he's found his home as a member of Slums, which is a group of young New York artists overcoming obstacles and chasing their dreams in the field of music and trying to find themselves really in music. And his distinct lo-fi fuzzy sound is actually what inspired a lot of what Earl Sweatshirt did on some rap songs, which I obviously praised last week, giving it a 10 out of 10. So to think this inspired some of what he does, it's got to be great. And it's a little bit of like cross influence. Earl Sweatshirt and Odd Future were some of his like idols growing up, Mike's idols that is. And they got in contact when Earl bought his album on the site Bandcamp. Mike obviously couldn't believe it that one of his favorite rappers had bought his album, so we reached out to him, and they just been fam ever since. Earl helped him out a lot, and I think they just have been through very similar experiences, so a perfect fit for each other. But as for this specific album, War in My Pen, on first listen, you may not think he has anything in common with, you know, the typical New York rap scene, but at his core, at the core message of what this album is, it's really not that different. He's describing the life of a disadvantaged, broke kid finding his way in life as influenced by the scenery of the city around him. Historically, this has meant albums with descriptions of violence, crime, poverty, the hard-nosed external lifestyle of many New York artists. But for Mike, as the title suggests, the war is more focused in his pen. It's, you know, it's inside him. And there's even a skit at the end of the track October Baby that states, "War is not always physical, sometimes internal," and dealing often with themes of depression, growth, inner conflict, just feelings of being lost, Mike makes what many have coined as real-life music. He's much more concerned with using music as an expression of self and really as an escape and a means of therapy than making music for other people or making like pop hits or trying to be like a cultural icon or the greatest rapper to ever live. And a lot of the production choices on this album show that. You get up close and personal, unstrained vocals over quirky beats littered with these like haphazard electronic sounds. If you want super clean, auto-tuned, pitch-shifted, mainstream vocals, this is not for you. You gotta like kind of get in the trenches, expect the uncomfortableness that comes with such an intimate rap style. Mike rocks this like deep, low tone, doesn't change up much. He's really like barely getting the words out of his mouth some of the times. He does sound sleepy on some tracks, which leads to some of the weaker songs being boring. And that's been a criticism for me on some of his albums previously in the year. But this one, I think, avoided that the most. And regardless of those parallel issues, you just have to appreciate how to his core he really is. His approach and his lyrics make you feel like you know Mike the man on like a real and in-person level. His happiness and, you know, optimism in the face of so many different obstacles, both external, internal, it just makes him such a, like a great guy to like root for and the guy you just want to see succeed. And I just love how Mike is. And my favorite element of this album is another example of the cross influence between him and Earl Sweatshirt, as he works in some of those powerful looped segments of instrumentation that just wash over whole tracks that Earl used on some rap songs. You can really feel this aesthetic take place on tracks like Never Knocked, Rottweiler, and Prayer. They just create such a like a dense setting for things to exist in. Creates just this gorgeous, soulful landscape for him to calmly exist inside of and just get his bars off. And it's almost an alternate universe for both him and the listener to just escape into. It's a magical effect, hard for a lot of artists to capture, and debatably one of the most important elements of creating art. As for topics and subjects on here, it's a lot of the usual from Mike: brief, succinct messaging and subjects almost exclusively dealing with his internal thoughts and experiences and struggles. And it's a lot of like day-to-day stuff. In a way, it's almost like he goes out, lives a day, comes home and just writes a song about just genuine experiences and just how he like felt about life that day. It's a quick 33-minute listen where every verse, every beat, every feature falls right in line, forming a cohesive, complete product that makes a pretty strong statement, in my opinion. And speaking of features, my favorite would have to be King Carter on AFC. He's just bursting with optimism despite speaking on tough subjects, and it's really invigorating to listen to him rap. Navy Blue on Like My Mom is another heartfelt feature, as he goes in-depth on his family problems and his brother passing away. And that's just another similarity between this and some rap songs, as Navy Blue is also featured on that album as well. If you're willing to deal with some weird elements and unique aspects of hip-hop that you might not regularly hear in a very intimate personal style, I would definitely recommend War in My Pen by Mike. My favorite tracks on here are Never Knocked, Prayers, Red Sox, Babylon, and Like My Mama. Worst tracks, Graba and Smoke. I would recommend this if you like Earl Sweatshirt or Six Press or Madlib. and I would slap an overall rating of 8 out of 10 on War in My Pen by Mike. We'll drop a few quick samples from tracks on here. So this is going to be Never Knocked and Red Sox Babylon by Mike from his new album, War in My Pen.
Never not with the shit. This year I'm playing pops for my kids. I know the game, I know the guap isn't his. They throwing shade and pray to God it doesn't miss. I know my snake, I mow the lawn, he doesn't hiss. Hold my chain to know tomorrow is legit. I can't complain about my sorrows as a jit. Hold my fist when I know a fist coming. Hold a clip cause I can feel it when my chips running. Papa know me, I'ma get it if I did want it. Growing quick, I peep the dollars, keep they lips clucking. These niggas lying, trying to bridge nothing. Try to get me out my mind when I did nothing. I was born around a time where they said pumpkin Brody, I was sick running. Days where I was really in the crib, hungry, really about to lick something. More mature, they used to treat me like the big cousin. Tell me what it is, cousin. Don't wanna smell it, wanna feel it if the split bustin'. Cause who was really there when the bliss wasn't? But bliss wasn't. Is you really with the shit, so would you get from it? Cause who was really there when the bliss wasn't? When bliss wasn't. Is you really with the shit, so would you get from it? Would you get from it? They can't tell me what I did wrong. Another day of gifting niggas with the wisdom. When will bliss come? On the wake, I can't be sitting in the system. Perpetrators in the makeup of the victim. Of the victim. All these problems I'm just really trying to get off. Working for some miles gave me rest off. Some things that I've been thinking need to get off. All these problems I'm just really trying to get off. Walking for some miles, gave me rest off. I need to get all these problems, I'm just really trying to get off. Walking for some miles, gave me rest off. Some things that I was thinking need to get off. Need to get off. All these problems, I'm just really trying to get off. Walking for some miles, gave me rest off. Some things that I was thinking need to get off.
You just heard Never Knocked and Red Sox / Babylon by Mike. And in all honesty, if I had listened to that album and really gotten into it earlier, it probably would have made my top 25 of the year. But dropping in late December will do that to you. So those are two album reviews for the day. I Am Greater Than I Was by 21 Savage and War in My Pen by Mike. So let's get into our Hot in the Streets song of the week. And this comes to us by way of Mr. St. John in his new track, White Parents Are Gonna Hate This. You gotta love that title right there. Just full on embracing how suburban parents, for whatever reason, just don't like rap music. Don't wanna hear it. Get that shit off my radio. Shut it off. I don't want my kids listening to it. All that BS. So instead of opening himself up to controversy, he's just like, screw it. You're going to hate it. I don't care. And he just went out and made a banger. I love the skeleton of this beat just chugging along from start to finish in the background. And then you just keep adding layers. The pounding bass, which is basically essential to any modern day banger. He opens with a cloudier, more faded vocal tone. And then he just lets it all rip on the chorus and the verses. I would say this is very Travis Scott-esque. And it's my favorite song I've heard in the first week or so of 2019 here. So here it is, your Hot in the Streets song of the week. White Parents Are Gonna Hate This by St. John.
My name is St. John. You niggas might want, like, get off a job this time.
Fuck that nigga with his right shit. Fuck that nigga with his right shit. Fuck that nigga with his right shit. Fuck that nigga.
How many jobs did you take tonight? Tonight. How much blood did you take tonight? Tonight. How much drink did you sip tonight? Tonight. How much paper in your grip tonight?
That's your Hot in the Streets song of the week. White Parents Are Gonna Hate This by St. John. And hopefully it's the start of another successful string of bangers coming in the Hot in the Streets segment. But for now, let's get to our new music announcement segment. Just to recap things up to this point, dropping at various dates from January 1st until today, we got Dodging the Raindrops by Pacquiao, Television by 99 Neighbors. Pretty cool album from a trio from Burlington, Vermont. Unique origin place for a hip-hop group. And then also a EP by Dua Sele titled Nur. We may touch on a couple of those next episode. And then the exciting stuff that just came out today, January 11th, the first Big Friday I was looking for new music to drop. Wasn't sure what to expect. We got some cool stuff. We got Turn Up God's Tour by Waka Flocka Flame, a trap legend. We got Bosky 2 by Comethazine. And we got Connected by Wi-Fi's Funeral and Rob Banks. I ran through all those today. Some were better than others. The Waka album had some crazy moments. Wi-Fi was flowing his ass off on some songs on that other collab album, Connected. Comethazine, I'm not a huge fan of. But this is a, you know, casual date. Not a huge splash to start off 2019. We'll work our way into that. I know we got Aesop Rock right around the corner. I'm sure he's probably going to have the AOTY as of mid-January with his forthcoming album Malibu Ken. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. That's what we got up to this point. And that is going to be a wrap for the show today. Thank you again for listening to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast. I hope to see you guys next week. It'll be a similar format every week, 30 to 40 minutes. You know what you get: album reviews, Hot in the Streets song of the week, talk about some major topics, new music announcements, and that's it. 40 minutes, you get all the information you need on hip-hop every single week. Hit that subscribe, follow me on Instagram, @hiphopenth, and I will see you guys soon. Peace.